Vectis Radio.
We've got the lovely Lucy in. Hello, Lucy.
Hi, everyone.
You're going to talk to us about tax type things.
Yeah.
Because you're the radio accountant.
Yeah, so we put out a Q&A for everyone.
Yep.
And we got a few questions back.
Right.
So if you're happy, I'll start to
go
dive
for it.
Off you go.
So first one I've got here is, what tax mistakes do you see business owners making most often?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So from my side, the things I see the most often are things like, just simple things like not putting money aside for taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking that their bank balance equals their profit.
Right.
Which is a big, big problem that I have to explain to people. And I know I was only supposed to say one tax mistake, but another one is also waiting until last minute and then asking for help. It's always good to ask for help, but don't leave it until last minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is it a good idea for a business to have a separate bank account from their personal bank account?
Yes, always. Always keep things as separate as possible.
Yeah.
Somebody else has also asked here, how much should I be putting aside for my tax bill?
Right.
Now, this completely depends on the business structure that you've got set up, but it's all about getting yourself into habits of moving money into separate pots or separate spaces on these sort of digital banks.
Right.
Or at least having a separate bank account set up for saving for tax.
Right.
Is one of my big tips.
Well, you know you've got to pay tax, so.
Yeah. We all have to pay tax, so setting that aside and then preparing, rather than waiting until for a sole trader until the end of January and then thinking, oh my goodness, this tax bill's really big, where did that come from?
Oops.
Oops.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. We've got another one asking, when do they need to register for VAT? So usually it's when your taxable turnover goes over 90,000.
Right.
So that's the threshold for 26, 27.
Can you define turnover?
Yeah, sales.
So basically it's not your profit, it's how.
No.
No.
It's
right.
Your sales, yeah.
Okay.
Any income that you get, it all goes
right,
to your VAT turnover. So as soon as you've gone over the 90,000, you have to register for VAT.
Right.
You can do it before voluntarily, but most people will want to at least monitor and make sure they're not going over that 90,000.
But if they went below 90 in another year,
yeah,
can they deregister, unregister?
Yeah.
What would you call it?
No, it is called deregister, exactly. Yeah, so you would have to meet the deregistration limit, which I think is around 82,000.
Oh, right.
Or 83. But, yeah, basically, you can then deregister.
Right.
But you would have to, it's always on a 12-month rolling period.
Okay.
So some people think, like, their year ends and then that's it.
Right.
And they go into a new year and forget about what they made last year. So I'm always trying to remind people it's just rolling literally day to day, month to month.
And once you've registered for VAT, you then have to charge that to your customers, don't you?
Yes, exactly. You always have to charge it. It's whether you would choose to absorb it or whether you would add it on to your pricing.
Okay, yeah.
That becomes more of a pricing conversation.
Okay.
With my clients normally. Somebody has put here, I've just started a business, what should I sort out first?
Right.
So, like we talked about earlier, set up a separate bank account first port of call.
Yeah.
Keep everything separate. From day one, you want to be making sure that you're keeping all of your records, all of your receipts, all of your invoices, everything that you possibly can.
Hopefully not in a carrier bag.
Yes. Not in a carrier bag, ideally. Ideally on a digital system. Even if you're taking photos of the receipts and then getting rid of them. I mean, things like fuel receipts, you want to take photos of them also because they'll fade as well.
Yes.
So there's lots of things there that's good to take photos.
Okay.
Again, saving for the tax, making sure they're putting that aside. For me, I make sure that it's all basically automated nowadays. So automating as much tax savings as possible. You know, every time an amount comes into my bank, just put 20% aside so that I can't even see it, and that's for the tax man.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Or tax woman.
Then you haven't got to worry about it, have you?
No, exactly. So it's just trying to get into good habits. And obviously getting an accountant as soon as you can, or a bookkeeper, somebody that's going to keep you on track.
I think if you've got a separate set of eyes looking at this kind of thing, I mean, I've been involved in, and I'm still involved in a number of organisations, and you think, oh, let the accountant deal with that. Just send that off to the accountant.
Yeah.
And they'll say, oh, I need to do this. Go on with it then. No, just do, I've got to think about it. That was the biggest, I think that was the biggest thing for me, or still is for me, having an accountant just say, oh, I'll deal with that, because that's what you're paying them for at the end of the day.
No, exactly. There's a lot that comes with it. Even you think you get a brown envelope in the post.
Yeah.
It's something to think, well, what are they trying to communicate with me? You know, what is that saying? Do I need to do anything? Am I in trouble? So it's nice to be able to be there and say, I know what that is, don't worry.
HMRC have their own set of language.
They definitely do. A lot of accountants do as well, to be honest.
And you might be a painter and decorator. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah.
Send it to your accountant, and they go, oh, yeah, I'll sort that.
Yeah, don't worry, all on it, you know. It's always nice peace of mind, isn't it?
It is. That would be my top tip, is get yourself an accountant.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. No matter what size of business you're going in.
Absolutely.
So we got another question that is saying, which is better for my tax bill, sole trader or a limited company?
All right.
I wouldn't say there's an answer that fits everyone, you know. It completely depends on so many things, including your profit. You could go down the route of looking at what's most tax efficient, but it also needs to work for you. We can't just revolve the business around tax efficiency.
No, I mean, you'll correct me if I got this wrong. As a sole trader, that money that you get in is yours to do with what you wish.
Yeah.
If you're a limited company, it isn't the same at all.
No, it's not. You're a separate legal entity, so you can't always take money out when you want. It has to be, you have to have enough distributable profits there.
Yeah.
There are a lot more things to it, and you want to make sure you are obviously doing it in a tax efficient way.
Yes, absolutely.
But also you want to ask yourself why you're setting up a limited company in the first place, because there is a lot more complexity with a limited company.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people just set it up because it feels like the right thing to do. But actually, you know, if you are employing people, maybe it's okay, we're employing people and therefore we may want to go limited for that sort of limited liability and protection behind you.
Yeah.
In other cases, it might be, I'm a sole trader, I want to keep things as simple as possible.
Yeah, and I think that there's a lot to be said for that.
But sometimes people will say, oh, I'm XYZ limited because it looks good on the letterhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely, there is a part there for sort of the status of a limited company.
Yeah. If you don't need to deal with Company's House, then don't.
No,
don't
be exactly.
They're not bad people, but it's complicated.
Yeah, and I mean, with all the identity verifications.
Oh, yeah, I've just gone through all that.
Yeah.
And that's quite a palaver to get all that sorted out.
Yeah, it can be. It certainly can be. And people get very confused, and there's new things coming out all the time.
Yeah.
So
the bottom line is, if you want to be a limited company and there's a good reason for it, go down that path. If not, but always take professional advice on these things. It may be someone comes to you and says, should I go limited? You might say, well, no, not really. You're not in that place yet.
Yeah, it's always, well, what feels right, and it's always looking at the bigger picture, you know. There's so many things at play, and what is the goal?
Yes.
Do you really want to be running a really big business? For some people, absolutely, that's the goal, you know. But it's such a personal decision, isn't it,
James? It is. Mind you, there's some people who want to have a big business and not run it. They want someone else to do it for them.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone I speak to is very, very different has different needs. So,
just to throw in another question for you, do you find that people forget or don't understand what they're allowed to claim off their against their tax?
Yeah, quite regularly. I have it all the time where I'm sort of let clients know, you can't put your Kinder Bueno through, or, you know, really silly things. But where we have that active sort of communication with our clients and monthly bookkeeping sort of as a minimum, we can tell people as we go along.
Yes.
So it might be that I say, oh, you know, you can't put that through one time. After the third time, they're pretty much getting it by that point, and you know.
But do they not claim things they could claim for in some cases?
Yes, there are those circumstances. Yeah, definitely, where I'll sort of question, have you got this insurance? I would expect to see it, you know.
Yeah.
And it turns out they were paying for it personally, or, you know, something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's always really helpful. But yeah, there's always lots of things they're not thinking about and don't know.
We're not talking about avoiding taxi. We're talking about paying the tax you have to pay and no more.
Yeah, there's so many allowances out there. It's educating yourself on which allowances are available and making use of it. 100%.
Yeah. Excellent. Have you anything else for us?
No, I think that's all.
That's excellent.
Brilliant.
So the bottom line is get an accountant and talk to them about it. If you're starting a business, or if you've already run a business and you're thinking this is getting a bit much, or am I doing the right thing, get some professional advice.
Do you give advice to people?
Yeah, so we're not financial advisors, but we certainly help people set up the systems and definitely.
Excellent.
So if Leo came to you and said, I want to set up this XYZ business, how do I go about it?
Yeah, so you can book in a call. There's all the links on our social media and on our website, which is simplex-accounting.co.uk. You can literally book in a call today kind of thing, straight away. It just comes into my diary and, we just go over your actual circumstances.
They tell you what they want.
We go through everything. So. Yeah,
excellent.
That's good. So, and does that cost anything?
No.
Advice is free?
Yeah.
That's good. It's even better, Leo.
Why did you use me as an example?
Well, why not?
I was listening.
You're there.
Thank you very much, Lucy. We'll see you again in the not-too-distant future, hopefully.
Thank you so much for having
me. That's brilliant.
Vectis Radio on DAB.